John Moeller, who grew up in Unalaska and lived here until 1995, is the new rural advisor to the governor. Moeller went to school here when Unalaska was just a village, and as a boy helped his family set up and run the elbow room.
You know, we were a big part of cleaning out the old military building and, you know, getting this thing ready to open up. So we, as kids, we were pretty involved in the family business, if you will, and at least getting it started.
He fished crab and cod for over 10 years before managing a small fleet of fishing boats and the for-profit subsidiaries for the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Community Development Association. He also worked for 6 months as the Vice President of Development for ADAC Fisheries in 2007 and 2008. He still owns and runs a small number of fishing boats. He says his experiences living and networking around parts of Western Alaska will help him in his new post.
The fact that I am a subsistence user, the fact that, you know, I've had to pump oil where there was no delivery systems, the fact that you got to wait for the mail plane to bring in, you know, those things, those experiences, if, short of being lived, may or may not be understood. So I think those things certainly will help me in this position. My overall knowledge of rural Alaska, I think, is another.
Moeller, who is part Aleut, says he took the position because he was between jobs when it opened up, and he had always wanted a role in helping people in rural Alaska.
I believe I have that ability to give rural Alaska that voice, and at the same time have the ability to take, if the governor would like to convey anything to rural Alaska, take it back the other direction.
He also told the Anchorage Daily News that he is aligned with many of Governor Palin's policies.
When I made the comment to the Anchorage Daily News, I mean, I was specifically thinking about some of her appointments in particular. I think she's made some good appointments to the North Pacific Council. I'm not going to name names, but I think, you know, it's been good for Alaska. I think she's made some good appointments to the Board of Fish. When it comes down to you know, some fish policy. And again, you know, I make that as a general statement because depending on where you're at in Alaska, you may or may not feel the same as me. So in terms of it being good or bad for you. So
Moeller says many of the solutions for rural Alaska's problems will vary from region to region, but many rural areas are facing energy problems and fuel transportation issues. When asked what could be done to help struggling communities in his home region, such as Nikolski, which ran out of fuel multiple times last winter, he said the governor was looking into renewable energy for the Aleutians.
I think that's a great decision. We need to take a look at it. We need to take an inventory where it hasn't been done in terms of what renewable energy is feasible in that region.
Nikolski currently has a wind power generator, but the government's Alaska Energy Authority will not help the village hook it into the electric grid. Moeller started his position just over a week ago and accepted it before the state hiring freeze began. He will make $89,000 per year.